day and night. That means it's a continual process of meditation. Wayne and I frequently say, this last year our verse has been, I serve the Lord, and he blesses my bread and water, and he takes sickness and disease away from me, and the number of my days he does fulfill. And I've said it, I won't say I've said it 1,000 times, but I've said it many, many times. I said, oh, we serve the Lord. He says it, and I said, we serve the Lord. We serve the Lord. I wake up in the middle of the night, I say, we serve the Lord. And he blesses our bread and water, takes sickness and disease away from us, and the number of our days he does fulfill. After today, I want to say the number of our days he does fulfill in health, because that's his ultimate, his goal, his will. I'm meditating. Meditation is always verbal as well as a thought process. And it says day and night. And you delight in that. It's not, you know, sometimes it's, oh, brother, I haven't read my Bible today. Have you ever done that? No, y'all are too deeply spiritual than I am, but... if your soul doesn't prosper, you're shorting out on the successful journey and health. Because you have to draw from the prosperity of your soul, from the word you've planted in your spirit and in your mind. You have to draw from that. In the middle of the night, I was thinking about this scripture and the one in 3 John, and I heard, the will of God is that you do well and be well. Do well and be well. Do well and be well. And it begins with knowing the Father's will. And then you cultivate a relationship with his word. You meditate. Now look at Joshua 1. Well, let's look. I always get shortened out here. Verse 3. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit in his season. Whether or not you want the fruit of prosperity, the fruit of finances, the fruit of carpet, the fruit of health, whatever kind of fruit you want. Sometimes we just need the fruit of a better attitude. Does that ever happen to you? Me too. If you bring forth fruit, you've got to be planted by the water. And the water, of course, is the word of the living God, because Paul said in Ephesians, you're washed with the water of the word. The word of God is the water. You've got to be planted. His leaf shall not wither, and everybody's withered. That means you're depressed, you're uptight, you're strung out. The word in the Hebrew means to faint, to fail, to fall away. We got some trees that withered in our property. We got lots of them because of the cold weather. Oh, they look very pathetic. But if I cultivate a relationship with God's word, if I meditate day and night, now I can't know everything. I just want the word that puts me over in this situation. If I'm thinking about my children, I love the verse that says, the word that's in my mouth will be in the mouth of my children and my children's children. If I ever get discouraged, I say, no, 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 the word that's in my mouth is going to be in the mouth of my children and my children's children. You'll find that in Isaiah. Now look, you don't want to wither. And whatever you do, there's our word, will prosper. That word prosper means will not fail, it'll succeed. Anything you do will succeed. But it goes all the way back to this place that you planted yourself by the water of the word. You planted yourself in the word. You meditate in the word. When you have a dilemma, you know what the word says about your dilemma. You're not standing on thin air. You're not walking on a ledge. You're on the solid foundation of the word of the living God. And you know what God's word says about your dilemma. If you don't know, you ask somebody. Or buy you one of these books with prayer promises. I love those. They're in categories. Here's all the scriptures on health. Here's all the scriptures on children. Here's all the scriptures on loneliness. Oh, there's some marvelous ones out there. I have several that I really like. If I needed a scripture and couldn't find one, I asked the Lord, where can I stand? Where can I plant my feet here? If I'm praying for somebody, I ask the Lord, what scripture can I... You know, you can't stand by faith in other tongues because you don't know what you said. And we appreciate it. We know we said the right thing, and we know we orchestrated our part in the answer. It's very difficult to stand by faith because we don't know what we said. And I said, Lord, if I had a scripture to hold on to for them,